Yoko, the 8-year-old Cape Town fintech company, which helps small businesses to digitize their finances, has managed to raise 1.2 billion rand in funding to help it grow and develop its business. Chief Executive Katlego Mapai is with us this evening. I think it's quite a big feather in your cap to raise money in such a tough environment, Katlego. Who's willing to risk their capital on you?
Hey, Bruce. Lovely to be on your show again, and the evening to all your listeners. Look, I think when we think about our conversation last week and just talking about some of the challenges across the country in KZN, and to swing to this moment, we're announcing a funding round and a real big vote of confidence on small businesses. It is quite a singing emotion. And I guess, Bruce, ultimately, what's happening here is we've been building this company since 2013, when the rand was 10 to 1 to the dollar, and it's now creeping to about 15 to 1 to the dollar. And ultimately, we've been building this company during a challenging period, but the reason we continue to grow is the focus. We are creating a marketplace of business owners, a segment in the market that's been left behind, has been ignored, has been told to us that they're too risky, they're too small. And what this investment is proving is that it's very real, it's growing, and it just needs support, and it can help to take the country forward. So this is really about small business, and we couldn't be happier to be behind it.
Dragoneer Capital is one of the lead funders, but there are lots of other investors jumping in as well. How does the process of raising 1.2 billion rand work? Does somebody with a briefcase at a Windsor Notcombe come and knock on your door and say, do you need money? Or do you have to go out with your hat in your hand and say, anybody, please? How does it work?
Well, Bruce, we've been raising capital since our early days, right? Since before we opened our doors. We've become pretty skilled at the process, in particular, being able to engage high quality global funds and getting them interested in deploying capital in our part of the world. I think it's noteworthy that, the funds that came into the round now are doing their first investments in Africa, which is amazing. And in terms of process, what we did at the beginning of this process was we set out what we describe as knockout criteria. So first of all, we wanted to engage with funds that had conviction around payments and really believed in it. We don't think it's our job to convince people about our industry. The next piece is funds who had convictions around teams and what we were trying to do. And the third was long-term orientation. Once we had these principles, we came down to a very narrow list of funds. We started engaging with them. And that actually made the process a lot easier, right? Because we kind of managed to sift through a lot of things. And we had a very pleasant engagement, talking about the company, our plans, our vision. And we had a lovely process and was just so happy to close it and get into the next phase of the business.
It's really good to see. I mean, it's one of the biggest capital raises for African fintech in history. You've raised more than $100 million to date. You are hiring. You're not only hiring, you're hiring some pretty high-skilled individuals as well. What is the expansion plan now, Katlego? You've developed a really good footprint in South Africa. There's plenty of room still to grow here, plenty of need for your services still here, but you've got to be looking more aggressively beyond our borders.
Thanks, Bruce. So yeah, as you said, we're hiring. We're looking to hire an additional 200 people over the next year alone, could even be a bit more. And at least half of those folks are technical, so product managers, engineers, designers, and the like. We're very much a technology company and we're building tools for small business. And in terms of how we think about our footprint, so you mentioned South Africa is still a long way to go for us. But all that being said, we've set ourselves an internal marker that within the next 4 years, we want to get to 1 million merchants, and this extends beyond South Africa. So an ambitious goal, but we're very confident about it. And we've already started to earmark some very interesting opportunities outside of South Africa. I think from a principal perspective, whatever we choose to do, we want to do it seriously. We want to lead in the market. We want to go very deep, just like we have in South Africa. We're not going to be going inch deep and sort of going to multiple places, but rather picking a few places where we want to go deep.
Got you. Katlego Mapai. We look forward to watching the rest of the journey, which I think is going to be long and prosperous. Announcing today 1.2 billion rand in funding to help develop the business of Yoko. A wonderful story of a South African startup. It's raised more than $100 million, $120 million, if calculations are correct, so far.